It's that little Chico Pitbull, Mr. 305, better said, Mr. Worldwide. Put it down right now with DJ Anarchy and the Tropical Takeover. Globalization, Channel 13, Dolly.
Welcome to the Tropical Takeover Show with yours truly, DJ Anarchy. And you already know, this is the show where I feature all the hottest artists from all around the globe. And joining me live on today's show, I got American music executive and also the founder of Culture Jam, Eason Bolden, and also French singer-songwriter Bramcito with me in the building. What's up, guys?
What's up, man? Thanks for having us.
It's truly a pleasure, man. It's truly a pleasure. Bramcito, what's up?
What's up? Fine.
So, guys, before we get into Culture Jam, right, Eason, I want to ask you about your very extensive career as an American music executive right now. This is a field that I intend to actually get into, you know, pretty soon. So it's truly a pleasure, and it's actually perfect timing, you know, having someone of your stature, you know, who did this already as a guest on the show. So tell us, you know, some of the stuff you've been involved with, you know, some of the artists you signed, you know, your history, some of the record labels you worked with and everything.
Sure. Again, thank you for having us. So I started in the music industry when I was 18 years old. This all kind of ties to Culture Jam too. My parents, they were independent R&B artists. So I was always around music. We had the party house, you know, my mom would bring her friends over and they would, you know, we'd come out and perform and do all that type of stuff. And at the same time, I played basketball. That was the thing that really kept me focused, you know? So around 18, I went to college at Sacramento State, and I ended up leaving college because I got an internship at a record label out in Los Angeles, Interscope Records. So music was always in my blood. And I felt like I had an opportunity to really get in the game and at that time I had a warped perspective of what an A&R was. I thought I was just going to go be Diddy and, you know, do all this stuff, but I was hit with reality. Fast forward now, I'm 20 years in the game. I've signed artists like Sweetie, Lil Pump, YFN Lucci. I've worked at all three major labels. That's Universal Music Group, Warner Music Group, and Sony Music Group. So I have a lot of experience in record making and signing artists and putting records together. So, you know, fast forward to now, you know, given my background, I wanted to create a project where I could really merge my two loves, which was hip hop and basketball, you know. And yeah, that's what brings us to this interview.
Is Culture Jam just sports and music?
Yeah. It's that intersection between sports and music. And in this case, it's basketball and hip hop. Because the truth is, the artists want to be the rappers. I mean, the rappers want to be the basketball players. The basketball players want to be the rappers. And you see a lot of that intersection now with, you know, guys playing basketball that rap and rappers, you know, basketball players putting out music. So, yeah, I just thought, you know, it's the perfect timing for a platform to kind of showcase that and bring the two worlds together in a way, you know.
How long has Culture Jam been in existence?
We started this about 2.5 years ago. So I had the idea, a good friend of mine by the name of Michelle Diaz. She worked with Kawhi Leonard, Kyrie Irving, just really cemented in the basketball world. So when I had the idea, you know, she asked me, you know, I wanted to do this and go on this journey with a high level basketball player. And she said, well, what about Kawhi Leonard? And I said, oh, okay. Kawhi? Really? You know what I mean? Because Kawhi doesn't really do much. And she's like, yeah, you know, well, you know, I'm doing business with them. You should talk to Uncle Dennis and him, you know. Had a conversation with Uncle Dennis and then a future conversation with him and Kawhi. And, you know, I found out that Kawhi is a really, really big music guy, you know, a hip hop head. And he wanted to get into the space and thought it was a really, really great idea. So, you know, we figured it out and we partnered together to kind of bring this idea to life.
Is OK yours was official releases?
Yeah, so we chopped the album into two parts. So we put out the first part of the album in October of last year. That featured NBA Youngboy, Rod Wave, Gunna, Polo G, Young Blue, A Boogie. You know, it's star-studded. And now OK is the first release on part two of that volume one project. So part two, you know, we really wanted to focus on you know, the intersection between basketball and hip hop on a global level, because, again, it's not just domestic. So our campaign for the first release is called Culture is Global. And a part of that campaign is the first single, which featuring the superstar Bramcito and Frenna. And we also have a cameo from the Ghetto Kids, Triplets Ghetto Kids in the video.
Okay. And speaking about global, you know, I must big up our French brother, Bramcito, on the live. You know, we can't forget him. Bramcito, my question for you, are you involved in sports? Do you play basketball?
No. Je joue pas de basket. Nous, en France, notre sport, c'est plus le football, mais après le basket, on y jette quand même un œil parce que il y a quand même de grands sportifs.
Okay, he said like, he doesn't play basketball, but it's the sport that he likes to watch because the main sport over here, like in France, is football. So everybody's into football, but the sport basketball is the sport that everybody watches, so you can't miss it. You know what I mean? You have to be a fan of it.
Je fais 1m70.
It's too short for basketball. So,
just like in France, you know, in the Caribbean too, you know, football, aka soccer, is the main sport. You know, also, so I grew up playing football too. So, yeah, I totally relate. So, Bramcito, how long have you been involved in music?
Moi, je fais de la musique depuis 2016.
Say that's music since like 2016.
Okay. And what would you say are some of the highlights in your music career, in your fairly new music career?
Okay, tout simplement, j'ai fait un son qui a très très bien marché en France, on voit un peu partout. Il s'appelle Salmoud. C'est en featuring avec mon ancien producteur qui est Booba. Et de là, c'est là où j'ai été connu un peu plus au grand public. Au grand public un peu français et même un peu partout et voilà.
Ouais, après ça,
j'ai sorti trois albums, j'écris beaucoup aussi pour les artistes, voilà, je fais mon chemin.
Okay, he said like first of all, he had like a song that became a hit that it was featured Booba, it was signed to him. Because, you know, like, Boob is like, he's the biggest rapper, like, in France. So he was sent to him. He did the three albums that they did pretty much well. And he wrote a lot of songs for different artists in France.
Okay, nice. So Bramcito, is this your first, collaboration with an American entity?
Oui, c'est la, de toute façon, même en France, il y a, enfin, c'est la première fois je suis le premier français, pardon, à être présent sur un projet aux États-Unis. Donc forcément, ça me fait super plaisir déjà d'être le premier français. Donc oui, c'est la première fois que je collabore avec un artiste américain, même hors France, quoi.
Okay, he says the first time that he's collaborating with an artist out of France, and over here he became like the first artist to be in the U.S. project doing in French language, thanks to Ishan.
My question for you is, how did you connect with Bramcito? How did all that happen?
My good friend and Bramcito's translator here, Zola. So I met Zola a long time ago. Just through, you know, regular, you know, networking. And we, Sweetie, my artist at the time, Sweetie, she was working on a project out in Paris. We went out to Paris to work on our project, and Zola is my guy, you know. So before then, we really hadn't met face to face. So when we got out there, I mean, Zola, you know, he made sure Sweetie was good. She had everything that she needed. You know, he made sure that just the whole team was good, and just, you know, we got to really build from there. And we became really, really close friends. So he knows that I was working on this project with Kawhi Leonard, and he goes, "Hey, you know, I got this record, man, just check it out. You know, I think it's dope." I heard the record and I was like, "Listen, I don't know what these guys are saying, but this right here is a smash." You know, just because it was just a feeling, you know. The only thing I knew was, okay. So, you know, to me, it had the makings of the hit. So shout out to Zola for putting it in front of me. You know, he reached out to Bramcito, and we both kind of got in contact with Frenna, and, you know, we made it happen, you know. And yeah, so that's how the record came together. There was another big U.S. artist on it. I can't really say who. But we still have it, and we believe there will be a remix to this song when the time is right.
Yes, sir. You got to do it. You got to have it. And, you know, it's actually funny, you know, that you mentioned, you know, you can't understand what they're saying on the record, but you feel it, you know. And I actually feel the same way, you know, like when I DJ, when I play records, you know, especially like reggaeton records and other like international records. Mm-hmm. And even just listening to OK on YouTube, you know, I absolutely love the music video, you know, and everything. I love the song, you know, because the same thing, I was actually listening to OK and I couldn't understand what it is he's saying, right? But just the vibe and just the energy and the music.
Like,
whoa, you see what I'm saying? Like,
there's a connection, man. There's a universal connection that music can have where, you know, you may not understand it, but you feel something, you know. And shout outs to the director Rook and my boy Latif, who's Culture Jam's creative director. They put together a fabulous video. Did you like the video?
Yes, it is dope. Yes, I liked it. I actually subscribed.
Well, everything was very intentionally done. You know, we shot it at a historic court in Paris. You know, the fashion from Bermcito to Frenna was on point. The drip, you know, just the, you know, we were very, very intentional with, you know, trying to bring out the visual feeling, you know what I mean, that we get when we hear the song. So
yes, sir. So Bramcito, do you care to break down some of the lyrics for us, to tell us, you know, like, what are you saying for everyone who don't really understand French or understand what are you saying in the song?
En fait, la musique, tout simplement, elle parle de la porte est là, s'il te plaît. La musique, tout simplement, elle parle de franchement, c'est comme on dit, c'est de l'ego trip. Ouais, on essaye un peu de se la raconter. Comme je dis, nouvelle berline, OK. En fait, c'est plus l'ego trip. On essaye de voilà, c'est plus... comment dire? Tu vois, quand on dit drip, tu vois, je ne sais pas si tu vois ce que je veux dire. C'est plus dans le sens... Voilà, c'est...
OK. Dans
les lyrics, il n'y a rien de spécial, tu vois. C'est juste qu'en vrai, on essaye de se la raconter, de se dire, voilà, tu vois, Frenna, il dit Audemars, moi, je dis, voilà, telle voiture, c'est plus ça, en fait. Et c'est ça, c'est le hockey qui rend le son international, tu vois, parce que tout le monde va se retrouver dans le hockey.
OK. Ouais, so, what I was saying, like, breaking down the lyrics, like, really quickly, because I said, like, when it started to work in the music, you know, the thing is, like, what they want is just to having the vibe, whatever that they were going through that they had, you know what I mean? It was just, okay, let's put in the music, you know what I'm saying? Because it's going to be, like, it's about them. It's about, like, what they had, like, you know, like, during the day they got over there, like, okay, the business was more about them, you know what I mean? Because anybody could be in the same position. And it was like, you know, they was like, and what is funny, they put it okay over there because they couldn't understand each other with Frenna, but that was international. You know what I mean? Everybody understands okay. So the thing is, that's why, you know, they went through the vibe and, you know, like, They didn't want to say something specific about it, but no matter what situation you're in, you're going to feel yourself in the music.
Yes, a big facts. And I think, honestly, the title of the song is very fitting. Okay. Straight up.
Whatever you say, okay.
It's okay. Everything A-okay. Everything nice. Everything good. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. So what we're going to do now, I'm going to have Bramcito officially introduce Okay live on the Tropical Takeover show with yours truly, DJ Anarchy. Bramcito, take it away.
Okay, salut, c'est Bramcito en direct avec mon morceau qui s'appelle OK avec mon frérot Frena. C'est tout de suite, now.
Okay.